going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
After 2 p.m., we welcome you in to our Triple Crown Series live sports talk Saturday shows here on site at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Brian Colziel with you. Really excited to be here on a beautiful Saturday in Western New York. It's the final Triple Crown race of the year, the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes from Saratoga, New York. And we, of course, will be talking about it with you over the course of the next 3 hours right here on WGR. We're live inside the Park Place Room, where it'll be rocking here shortly for Bourbon and Whiskey Fest at Batavia Downs. And Ryan Hasenauer, the VP of Business, is going to join us in just one moment to tell you how you can enjoy the day here from Batavia Downs or all across Western New York, wherever you are listening. We've got a jam-packed show here. As I said, Ryan will join us here once throughout the show in every hour. At 3:30, he'll be giving you our horse-by-horse breakdown, which has become a great tradition in these shows all the time. And then his picks in the final hour. We've got a baseball segment coming up, Bisons and Major League Baseball. What's happening here is we're into June. We got to talk about it. Both New York teams, the Yankees and the Mets, doing well. We'll see how the Bisons are doing as they get near the halfway point of the season. Remember, minor league baseball in AAA now. They cut it at halfway. They announce a winner, and then they reset it for the second half. So we'll talk to Pat about what's going on there and about maybe, you know, some good stuff at the ballpark down at Salem Field that you can go down there and enjoy yourself. And then at 4 o'clock, Paul Hamilton will join us on the Stanley Cup Final. Ryan, Paul, and I have a side bet, he and I do.
Oh.
We bet every NHL series head-to-head.
Okay.
And then when it gets to the finals, we go game by game. And I am 2-0 right now against Ooh. Paul. So I will clearly be bringing that up on the air
shortly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's very exciting here. Ryan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian. Thanks for coming out today. It is going to be a beautiful day here in Western New York. And thankfully, the clouds have lifted in Saratoga for the Belmont Stakes today. It's been a rough go out there so far today.
Yeah.
We've got some bad weather. Thunderstorms came through early. They have canceled races 9 and 12 so that there is less damage to the track as the horses run on it to make sure that it's groomed and ready to go for 7 o'clock for the Belmont Stakes. Of course, race number 13 on your program today. The sixth race is about to go off. It was supposed to be on the turf. They moved it to the dirt. And because, you know, some of these horse owners that, you know, it's an investment, a horse is for a lot of these people, because they don't want their turf horse racing on the dirt, they've scratched five of the eight horses. So this next race is only going to have three horses, a three-horse race, if you can believe that, in the sixth at Saratoga for Belmont Stakes Day. Kind of interesting.
All right. So, yes, and it's at Saratoga. We should mention, you know, forever in New York, but it's there because of construction down at the Belmont track in New York City. And I know you said it could be even, we thought Saratoga maybe would hosting it what, last year, this year, but now maybe next year?
Now I'm hearing, because I was reading some articles yesterday, and they were saying that, you know, it's a really unfortunate thing. Right, as of right now, it looks like it's not going to be done, the Belmont, you know, complex, whatever you want to call it. It's going to have the Islander Stadium and a couple other things till September of 2026. Well, that's way past June.
Yeah.
So it's looking like, unless they decide to open part of it early to allow people to come in for the race, there's a good chance it might be at Saratoga again next year. You know, that's a good and a bad thing, I guess, from a marketing standpoint. You know, Saratoga is gorgeous. And if you've been and you've listened to the morning show and the guys talking about it, I think they spent some time on it on Friday. And even Show Up with the Bulldog, we're talking about on Friday afternoon on my way home. They're talking about Saratoga. It's a wonderful place to be, and it's a really, you know, a kind of a step back in time to when, you know, people dressed up all the time for the races, and it's a really good thing. So to showcase that and to showcase how wonderful a track like that is with all the pomp and circumstance, it's great. But at the same time, it holds like a third less than what Belmont can hold. Belmont on a Triple Crown day was holding over 100,000 people, whereas I think Saratoga at their max is somewhere in the, 30, 40,000, something like that. So you're missing out on a lot of people that could go to the race, that want to go to the race, and they're not able to spend the money because there's just no room at the inn. There's no, there's not enough room in the spot for them.
Well, and for all of us, you know, I mean, many listening here, you grew up in New York. We all had, there's pros and cons to New York City with everything, right?
Sure, yeah.
We know throwing an event, I mean, no one can do it like New York City.
Right.
And you've got, as you said, the most people, the most money, the most publicity, the most eyeballs. So all that is good. Logistically, though, maybe, you know, there can be some charm with what is at Saratoga, too, for people to enjoy.
Right. My dad lives out there, and he, of course, said to me, he goes, it's insane out here right now. He's like, because the town is crazy enough when Saratoga's just running, when it runs,
yeah,
you know, in late July all the way through the first week of September. He's like, but this is, like, just crazy because everybody, there's even more people that are in town than normally would be. It's a little bit earlier for the locals than they would normally expect to be there. So it's, you know, Saratoga is a if anyone's been, you know, the main drag there is very, you know, old-time, tiny New York, right? If you've driven through the Hamburgs or the Fairports of the world, you know that, this is like a walkable village, if you will. Well, you can imagine when it just gets crushed with so many people trying to come into town. And, you know, they got the hotels to do it and, you know, all the hour line areas. And, I mean, even if you're driving over from Connecticut or New York City, it's only a couple-hour drive. You take the train up. Yeah. So many people I've heard take the train up from New York City up to Saratoga as well. So they've got the infrastructure there to kind of handle it, but I'm happy to have it go back to Belmont to just get that big roar, to get all those people involved with watching the race.
Logistically, in terms of the race itself, I know you've always mentioned it, they call it Big Sandy.
Yes, yeah.
And it's the longest race. It's a mile and a half, but because it's at Saratoga, it's not going to be a mile and a half again this year.
Yeah, back to a mile and a quarter, just like the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, they've had a couple people here that said that, you know, oh, this horse is bred for the distance. Well, that doesn't mean anything today because it's just a mile and a quarter like it was before. So is it going to set up just like it did for the Kentucky Derby, where you've got horses like Baeza, who wasn't even supposed to race in the Derby, ended up coming in at the number 21 horse as the also eligible, that is going to all of a sudden be able to, you know, kind of stalk and then try to close. He just missed out beating Journalism, who was kind of stalking more than closing. And, of course, Sovereignty came from way back to win the whole thing. At one point, Sovereignty was 17th out of 19 horses before he came back and won the whole thing there on the first Saturday in May. So with a lot less traffic, you're wondering, again, about those fast early fractions for those front runners, the pace setters like Rodriguez, and, you know, the other pace setter might be, I think it's, was it Heart of Honor? One of the other ones there that might be doing the pace setting. Oh, Crudo, the number five. If they go to the front, but the fast early fractions aren't under 45 seconds, that means that the pace setters aren't necessarily draining themselves of energy. So when it comes down to that final stretch, I mean, you're going to have three great horses in the two and the seven and the six trying to vie with the five and the three that might be out front. And, oh, man, will that be an exciting finish to this race?
Obviously, it would be, you know, at a whole different level if there was a possibility of a Triple Crown today. But
sure,
there isn't a lot of years necessarily where we have both the Derby winner and the Preakness winner both in. So that at least is a nice piece to today.
Yeah. You know, I think when we all, you sent me the text message first when we said that the Derby winner was going to skip the Preakness and head over to the to the Belmont. You know, obviously, as the somebody who does marketing for OTV, yeah. I thought, oh shucks, that's a bummer. But at the same time, you know, we've got the best case scenario from that, which is the horse that came second won the Preakness, and now they're both racing here. And you can throw a little bit of the mix with the number six, who finished third in the Derby and also skipped the Preakness. So now it's like, all right, this is the showdown, right? Every year, the Eclipse Award for horse racing goes to the best three-year-old horse of the year. And whoever wins this race today is probably going to be the early favorite for that. Assuming, of course, it's either the two or seven. Maybe somebody else wins, and then it throws a monkey wrench into the whole thing. You know, there's a lot of great races still come this summer. The Haskell, of course, at Monmouth. You've got, of course, the actual meet at Saratoga with races like the Travers and the Whitney and the Alabama Stakes and whatnot. And then, of course, we've got the Breeders' Cup, which is going to be happening on Halloween this year and on November 1st. Big news, by the way, I don't know if you saw, but the Belmont is going to get the Breeders' Cup next year. Ooh, they nice. Just announced that, which is really, really exciting. Given that they've got so much, it'll be November of next year, so they'll definitely be done with the complex by then.
Yeah.
So with that being said, they want to showcase, hey, look at, you know, here's Belmont, and we're going to be racing. The problem is it's going to be late October, early November in New York State.
Could be cold.
Yeah, bundle up, folks. Like, just like when WrestleMania, for you wrestling fans out there, Money in the Banks tonight, by the way, can't wait. If you remember that in early April, when MetLife Stadium opened up, they did WrestleMania outdoors in New York in April. I thought, what are they thinking? Then they did it in Philly a couple years later. And, of course, it was freezing. They had it in Florida one time and it rained. They figure it out. It's wrestling, you know, whatever. But it's it can be kind of crazy when you think about it to have it in a place like that. So,
yeah, so today's Saratoga, as you said, a mile and a quarter, $1 million purse at stake here for the 157th running. Also, if you are going to turn on television coverage today, it's been NBC forever, but the Belmont over the last, I think, two years ago and yes. now going forward is Fox now. So
Make
sure you, if you're looking for TV coverage, it's Fox starting at 4 o'clock. We'll, of course, as we hear, starting at 2 o'clock, give you coverage all throughout the afternoon. Ryan's going to be giving us details on what you should be doing in terms of maybe what he's watching with some of the other horse races. However, we're going to have a great party here, Ryan. How about some details on what's happening here at Batavia Downs?
Yeah, so the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest in its seventh year. We were doing this, you know, prior to the shutdown and everything. We've had that going on. And, you know, the reason why we started this was because we had seen it at other places. So this wasn't my genius idea. I totally see that other places are doing Bourbon and Whiskey Festivals. But what's unique about ours is that we're pairing it with a horse race. So as we talked about, you know, the Derby winner skipped the Preakness, which means there wasn't going to be a Triple Crown. And anytime that happens, whether it's because he skips it or because he doesn't win the Preakness, you end up having it be like, well, why should I care about the Belmont? Well, you should care about the Belmont because it's New York's race and it drives a lot of revenue to our state. It also is a big deal because it's one of the Triple Crown races and it's still very, very prominent to win it. It's still also important because anybody who's a casual fan of horse betting knows the more money there is in the pool, the more money there is for you to win. So that's why it's important and why so many people bet on the Derby, because if the long shot comes in with the right horses, you're betting $16 a dollar on a Superfecta wheel to all of a sudden clear $250,000 or something like that. So, you know, when you've got a lot of horses and you've got a lot of, you know, people betting on those horses, that's when it gets exciting. That's when the pools are big. And that's what we got today. Only 8 horses. You know, I've seen less in the Belmont. But, you know, there's still an added excitement like we talked about with these guys coming back. So we've paired this with this event. We've paired with the Belmont, the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest, because we know, hey, look, a bunch of people are going to come for Bourbon and Whiskey. They might not be total horse bettors or know everything about it, but I'm going to give them a free program. I'm going to give them a free $5 wager, and they're going to test it out and give it a go, just like many people that come to the Tacos and Tequila and all the people that come to the Derby festival that we have here with all the different events. We see a lot of the same faces, but we're happy to have them back because we know that they enjoy our fantastic events.
How can they get tickets today?
So you can go to BataviaConcerts.com. That gets you your tickets for all the events. We are less than 2 weeks away, by the way, Brian, from our first outdoor concert. Stage is up. If you look out behind where we are here in the Park Place Room, you can see our wonderful stage is up and ready to go. We can get tickets on there, but you know, you want to save yourself the fee, these pesky online fees that those online ticketing companies charge you. Just come to Batavia Downs and talk to our folks at the Lucky Treasures gift shop in the lobby. You'll get a ticket without having to pay those extra fees, and you'll be able to waltz right in right around 4:30 for our wonderful event here today.
Yeah, and the room, this Park Place room, if you've never been in here, it's a cool spot. I'm in the back, kind of towards the bar area where they have some of the wagering going on, but the buffet set up, and then, Ryan, the first of all, I don't even know if my brain can count how many TVs are in my sight line at this moment, but
sure.
I'll say it's 30-plus, plus the huge big-screen projector in the middle of the room here.
Yeah.
You're not going to... If there's beyond even the Belmont, you're not going to miss anything that's important if you're a sports fan today.
Right, yeah. We got a little lacrosse on today. I see a little NWSL ladies soccer going on today. There's some college baseball. I think the College Baseball World Series is going on. So, the truck race is on Fox right now, but it's going to be all done and dusted here by 4 o'clock, and then we'll switch over to the Belmont Stakes. But, lots of great places to watch sports, not only in this room, but also inside Thurman's Three for Rush Sports Bar. But, yeah, we got the big screen turned on. We had it off for the Preakness, and somebody said, hey, I noticed you didn't have the screen on. I said, you know what, you're right, we're going to bring it back. So nice and big at the far end of the room, and we'll be pumping the audio through so you won't miss a moment of the action.
Can also come on in as when this party starts, and the WGR Prize Patrol team will be here.
That's right. I'm sure Nico is on his way. Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You will see him, and he'll have his wheel, and you can win some WGR swag, some T-shirts, some hats, some koozies, some other great things from some of the other fantastic sponsors of WGR. And, going to be just a great, great afternoon here, Brian.
You mentioned the Belmont is, you know, why should we care about it? Well, it brings in revenue for New York State. There's so many options now to make a sports wager.
Right.
And I know you mentioned this, I think, during our Derby show. I think it's worth driving home the point to listeners here that making the bet through Batavia Downs or Western OTB or BataviaBets.com, you're also helping the local Western New York economy.
That's right. You know, because a lot of these online ADWs, advanced deposit wagering, or these online sports books where you're making your direct bets on you know, they call it fixed odds wagering on horses. You know, what's happening there is that that money's leaving the state. It's going to go down to Kentucky. It's going to go to Florida, or it's going to go, you know, to the Cayman Islands. I don't know. Yeah. I just know that Batavia Downs, Western TB, and Batavia Bets are here in New York State. We are part of the fabric. We are employing your neighbors. We're employing and providing a great entertainment service for folks. And so when you make your wager locally, that money stays here and goes local. So it's important to note that. And, of course, as we make wagers and as money comes into our coffers here at Batavia Downs and Western OTB, that money then gets distributed to the 15 counties and the two cities that are our municipalities of Western OTB, because, of course, Batavia Downs is a part of OTB. And, you know, the news came down. We had a nice press conference a couple of weeks ago as we announced that we had actually gotten a reduced tax rate through some hard work by our president and CEO, Byron Brown, and some folks that were in the front office like Steve and Mike. You know, we were able to get a lower tax rate. So that means that when people are spending money on the gaming floor, less money is going to go back to New York State, but it's going to go back to the New York State citizens by going back to the municipalities. And that's so important. You know, for us to be able to provide that, because a lot of these municipalities, the city of Buffalo, the city of Rochester, the county of Erie, the county of Monroe, Niagara County, Chautauqua County, Cattaraugus County, that money is used by those counties for all kinds of things. And so by us being able to give more money back to them, that's a big deal for us. That's a feather in our cap. And so we're excited, you know, that started on June 1st as for it was signed into the budget by the governor. So we're excited to start even giving more money back to the municipalities and to the citizens of New York State.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. A way to give back for sure. And, you know, educationally and others, there's that. Those are how these people, that they receive this money. So that's
right.
It's your families that are going to be affected.
Absolutely. Yep. Employing your friends and neighbors and giving money back to the counties. That's what we're all about.
All right. Let's finish here with something I like to ask you every year, and I don't think I have this year yet, is that people still might be making a wager for the first time ever.
Sure.
And yeah. They might hear, you know, win, play, show. They might hear exacta. They might hear trifecta, superfecta. Like, what do all those mean? And how do they know if they even win? Sometimes I know, you know, I'll you know, show them my bet slip or whatever, and they're like, well, what does that mean? How do I even know if did we win? Did we lose? Like,
right.
maybe just a quick summary of, like, how that works out for everybody here. Because
sure.
It can be intimidating. And I will say this, because yeah. I see it every week. If you come into Batavia Downs today and you're like, hey, I want to make a wager on the race today, every single person here will help you. Ryan will help you. But, like,
Big Sean, we're all here. Yeah.
You don't have to walk up with some sort of secret language code. If you just want to ask, hey, I'd like to bet this horse right here, they'll give you all the options. So why don't you maybe tell everybody how that can work?
Sure. So, you know, we'll kind of cover, like, just really quickly the major and easy bets that everyone knows. So when your horse has to win. If you bet a horse to place, it can come in first or second. But knowing, of course, that you hedged a little bit by betting it to place, your win payoff, if your horse does win, will be a little bit less than if, you know, if you'd put your money on a
because you're covering two spots versus one.
Yeah. And show is first, second, or third. So if you bet a show bet and your horse wins, you're going to win the money that's on the far right side. Basically, when a horse wins, they show the win, play, show bet for that winning horse. And, of course, inevitably, the show bet will be much less because there's a lot of money that's probably being bet on some of these favorites or whatever. Yeah. You know, we talked about those exotic bets that you just mentioned earlier. I'll just go over the three of them. The exacta that you might hear when someone says, oh, I want to box the exacta. I'm going to do an exacta bet. An exacta just means you're going to pick the first two horses in order. So if you want to do a straight exacta, let's say I like the 2 and the 7. Well, if I bet 2/7, that means the 2 has to win and the 7 has to come second. If I box them, and you're going to double my bet because I'm betting two combinations, 2/7 and 7/2.
Right.
If you're doing a trifecta, that's the first three horses in order. And if you're doing a superfecta, you're doing the first four horses in order. There's even a high five where you're betting the first five horses in order. But I typically myself stick to trifectas and superfectas because that's the best way to kind of make money, especially when you've got two overwhelming favorites like we've got here today, Brian. I think these horses are going to end up being at the top two. And so for you to make money in horse racing, you either got to bet against the favorites, hope the long shots come in, and bet them to win, play, show, or put them at the top of your exotic bet. Or you do what I'm going to do today, and I'll be tweeting out my picks later at RyanH7681 on X Twitter. You're going to be seeing me putting the 2 and the 7 at the top and hoping that some of these long shots come in third or fourth, and that'll make my trifecta, you know, a little bit larger and over what my bet was normally going to be. If you want to learn how to wager and how to read a program, You can go to Western TV's website, and we've actually filmed Nick the Railbird. You know, you hear him online sometimes with Jeremy and Joe in the morning.
Yep.
You could actually see what Nick the Railbird is up to, because he will actually teach you how to read a program. We actually filmed him here with a big program up on the screen, went through, ended up going to the ITW and actually placing a bet, and we saw him make the bet on the screen. You know, you have those touchscreen things. We have betting vouchers that you can fill out, you know, betting slips you can hand to the people at the OTB branches, whether if you're listed in Buffalo, visiting our Clinton Street branch, our friends over at River Road up in the Tonawandas, or, of course, the big ones, Whirly Branch with Champions and all their great food there, too. You can check all that out. Again, of course, westerntv.com/locations to find a location near you. But, yeah, people will be friendly, and they will help you out, make those wagers at our branches in here at Batavia Downs. And, you know, who knows, mess around and maybe win a little bit of money today.
Yeah, they want to see you win, too.
Yeah, we do. And OTB is very, very, in tune to making sure that people win by having programs up at the branches, having you be able to buy programs for only a couple of bucks so you can do your research and take a look and see, you know, in this next race at Saratoga.
It only has three horses in it.
It only has three horses in it. But I had already pegged, you know, the six horse and the two horses, the ones that I wanted to wager on, based on their speed figures. You know, on here there's a speed figure, and that tells you, well, in the past, like, who's got the fastest horse? Well, these are the fastest horses. Now, you want to factor in today, of course. It's a little muddy there today. I think it still says muddy as sloppy.
I see it, sloppy.
Right there in the upper left. So all turf races are on the dirt today. So you do your research, you take a look, and then you make a wager. One of the best superfectas I ever hit, I hit on my birthday, Brian, was betting at Gulfstream, and I noticed that it was raining and it was starting to get a little bit sloppy, and they moved it from good to sloppy on the thing. Mm-hmm. There was a long shot horse that on the program had won on a muddy track a couple of weeks prior to him racing that. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to throw that horse at the top. He would have normally been like my third or fourth horse.
Right.
I'm going to throw him at the top. He hit the chalk, meaning the favorite, came second. And then I had the third or fourth choice favorite came third. The second horse, second best betting favorite, didn't make it. He was out. And I think my trifecta paid like $150 for like maybe a $10 or $20 wager. So that was a great day. And I was able to do a little research and get lucky. You know, everyone sees that there's a muddy horse. There's a horse that likes the mud.
Right.
But whether or not you key it in a certain spot, you know, all those things. So if you've got an analytical mind and the other thing you do, Brian, which somebody did at one of the branches one year, is just go up to it, put the money in, pick the type of bet you want, superfecta, and hit quick pick. It's like just having the lottery numbers at the
they randomly thing. Pick it.
Just
yeah.
randomly pick it. And you can actually keep pressing the button until you at least see maybe two horses that you like. You're like, look at it. I'm going to keep pressing the button until I see the two and the seven in there. And then I'm going to click print. Because if all of a sudden this hits and it's totally random and some, you know, long shot came in first and the two and seven are still there, you might be winning, you know, thousands of dollars. So, you know, you can use those SSTs to do a quick pick as well.
All right. Fun stuff there. Again, BataviaBets.com here in person at Batavia Downs Gaming or at any of the Easy Bet Western OTB locations across Western New York. Ryan, you're going to come back in an hour and we'll go through the eight horse field, right?
Hopefully still be eight by the time we get to it, Brian. Yeah, I anticipate it still being eight horses, but yeah, we'll go through the eight horse field at 3:30 and give you a little insight on each of these horses and a little bit of background, and it'll be great.
Do you have a wager on this race right here with only three horses in it?
You know, they won't even let you bet. I bet you won't even be able to bet the trifecta because, of course, you could just box
you're
them all.
Win.
Right, you just win. They might let you bet exactas. I don't even know if that's still available. But the two best horses in the race anyway were the two and the six. So, I mean, the only way
they're racing.
So the only way you'd make money on this race is if you'd say, look, the three's going to win. You know, and maybe that's worth it. Maybe you do an exact a 3/2-6.
Right.
And you hope the three somehow lucks his way into winning this
race. There's only three here. There's only going to be two other horses.
Right. Yeah. You want to guarantee yourself a win, just do a win bet on these three horses here.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll see what happens in this race with only three horses. I'll give you the details after this timeout. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right. We're going to take our first timeout here on our Triple Crown Show live at Batavia Downs Gaming. Brian Colsey with you till 5 o'clock. We got Pat Malacaro coming up at 3. Paul Hamilton at 4. When we come back, a little bit more thoughts here on the Stanley Cup Finals. Last night's game between Edmonton and Florida, just phenomenal. So I want to give you some of my thoughts on that here as we roll on till 5 o'clock, our Triple Crown Show live from Batavia Downs, coming up as we continue here on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
David. Knocked off his stick. Kept alive by Draisaitl. And in across to McDavid.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Connor McDavid last night, I believe it was the second goal. Yeah. No, it was the one that was Edmonton's third goal. I'm sorry. Yeah, it made it 3-2 Oilers in a wild first period. That was maybe the best period of the entire Stanley Cup playoffs. That first period, there were multiple goals scored right away. Yeah, it was 3-2, 12 and a half minutes in. That was the 3-2 goal that gave the Oilers the lead. McDavid setting up Draisaitl. Just, if you have not seen the highlight, search it. McDavid's filthy move last night around a couple of the Panthers. One was incredible in terms of just like the hip movement and the skating around the first defender. Then the second one, the stick ability to go around it. Joe, you've seen this one, right? I mean, the highlight from it, just incredible display. And then he puts the pass perfectly to Draisaitl, who's got the easy job at the end. Yeah, that was Draisaitl. I'm sorry, I didn't know Joe and me wasn't ready to go. Draisaitl's 10th there of the postseason. He's been tremendous. McDavid's got 24 assists in these playoffs. Just pretty incredible stuff here. But yeah, last night's game goes to double overtime. If you didn't stay up late, Marchand gives them the lead shorthanded late in the third. I'm sorry, in the second he does. And then in the third, 18 seconds left, Corey Perry scores to tie it at 4. And it feels like a punch in the gut to Florida there. But then in overtime, no scoring in the first OT. It goes to the second overtime. And then Marchand doing what he does, playing the role of villain, getting his second of the game. And what a nice acquisition for the Panthers. I mean, if they didn't have enough proven playoff performers already by adding Marchand this year. I mean, clearly that's obviously worked out very well for him, not only for the Panthers, but he's contributing. They're back, you know, three wins away from going back-to-back cup. So that move obviously clearly worked out. But, you know, Marchand, we know, could be a free agent. Sam Bennett. Bennett has been great. Scored again last night. I know Paul Hamilton, who we'll talk about at 4 o'clock, has mentioned to me, like, the Sabres, he said, you know, need a player like Sam Bennett, because not only can he produce offensively, but he's a gritty guy that performs great in tight playoff situations. So Bennett, I think, with every playoff game, with what he's been doing in these playoffs, the contract's just going to go through the roof. Now, again, could that benefit the Sabres? Bennett's like, look, I can command a lot of money. The Sabres are going to have as much salary cap space as anyone to maybe go out and throw a boatload of money at it. Now, Bennett may not want to leave. Like, look, you know, we keep winning cups. If I'm going to get a healthy offer from Florida, why would I leave if I'm in a perfect spot? He's got 13 playoff goals. I mean, he's got to be definitely in the running for the Conn Smythe for MVP for the playoffs if Florida ends up winning it. You know, there's obviously so many candidates that have had great postseasons, but Bennett has been very, very good for the Panthers. If somehow the Sabres could just, you know, pull off a miracle and land him, my goodness, what a great acquisition. It's so funny that we're talking about Bennett, we're talking about Draisaitl, and Reinhardt, of course, is also on the Florida Panthers. Remember, that was the really the big debate for the Sabres that year. Ekblad, ironically enough, on Florida. Ekblad went one. Okay, which Sam are the Sabres going to take? Was it Reinhardt? Was it Bennett? Ultimately, it looks like either choice would have been a really, really good pick. And then there was some reports that maybe some of the Sabres front office people liked Draisaitl the most of those three. So those top four players that, you know, the Sabres obviously could have picked any of them, and looked like maybe it wouldn't have really been a miss in any capacity, no matter which one they picked. They're all performing well, and they're all right now playing either for Florida or Edmonton here in this Stanley Cup final. But it's been really, really good. A rematch. I was hoping that this rematch would be as good as last year that went seven games. Last year, though, I mean, the swings in the series, if you remember, Florida won the first three. It looked to be over. And then Edmonton clawed their way back and forced it all the way to a game seven before eventually Florida ended up coming back to win. This year, either game could have gone either way, and obviously that's easy to say because both games went to overtime. Edmonton won the first one 4-3. Florida won the second one 5-4. They've got the travel day built in. If you didn't know it already, I know it's been a fact that's been thrown around quite a bit. This is the largest travel distance in Stanley Cup Finals history, Edmonton to Florida. I thought maybe the Vancouver-Boston series from, I think, the early 2010s would have matched this. But that's pretty much just straight across North America. This one from Edmonton, way up in Alberta, all the way down to South Florida, to Fort Lauderdale, where they'd be flying into. It's obviously a long, long trek. So they've built in the travel day. So even though it's been an every other day sort of thing, game three is not going to be until Monday. In fact, they'll actually have some space in between these games now. Game three is Monday. Then game four is not until Thursday, the 12th. And then they'll just have the one-day gap when they travel back to Edmonton. If this goes seven, there's a lot of travel, as it did last year, back and forth. I remember when the finals used to be a kind of the 2-3-2 setup, but now it goes 2-2 and then 1-1-1. Travel a little bit easier than maybe it was back in the day. But, man, this is a long flight in between Edmonton and Florida. But anyway, this series has just been tremendous. You've got the league's best player in Connor McDavid doing his thing, as you heard there in the highlights. And you've got, I think, you know, a coin flip series. The only reason that I picked Florida in the series was just because I thought if the officials were calling it a little tighter or letting things get away, you know, or I'm sorry, if they were letting things get away with players get away with stuff a little bit more, I thought maybe Florida would have that edge that they could kind of grab and scrap and hold and interfere with some of the Oilers and their speed and their talent. It's been great. It really, really has. I know on paper you wonder, you know, is this a great series for the NHL in terms of maybe like TV ratings or buzz and talk? I would say in general, you wouldn't think a team from South Florida and a team from Edmonton would do anything in terms of, you know, national or international coverage, but because it's a rematch and because you've got stars on both teams and because these teams now, because they've had really long runs in the playoffs, especially Florida now making three cups in a row, that people know these players. And they even know Marchand, who's come over and now joined the Panthers from the Bruins. And everybody knows McDavid if you're watching a hockey game now. So there's plenty of firepower there. I know, TV market-wise, South Florida, Edmonton, you'd think, oh, this is going to be a ratings disaster. But I just think entertainment level-wise, it doesn't matter. I think it's good. And I think the fringe sports fan is probably watching because these games have been super, super entertaining. Like, just as maybe we all do, we're flipping through our phone while we're watching the game. I'm seeing people that I would consider to be not, quote, hockey people that are commenting on how good these games are and how entertaining they are and how intense and how high-paced they are. So, it's great for the league. To me, you want your stars. Look, at the NFL has gotten super lucky. They've had their number one star, Patrick Mahomes, in the Super Bowl, we know, and way too much for Bills fans, but they've been there. And the Eagles have Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and, their cast of characters. They've been there, and you've had Christian McCaffrey with San Francisco there a few times here recently. So would it be great if Josh Allen got to the Super Bowl? Of course. But the NFL, seemingly gets their stars to get as far as possible or to their premier event. And for the NHL, even though this might not look like a TV ratings bonanza between a team from Florida and a team from Edmonton, Alberta, I think it's going to work well. I really, really do. I know it's on TNT. Not everybody necessarily has access to that with how everybody watches television different these days, but I think TNT's coverage has been good. I think I would be amongst the many, many, many that love their NBA coverage for a variety of reasons, and I think it's carried over really nicely to the NHL. I think Kenny Albert does a good job with the play-by-play. I think Sean McDonough for ESPN, their lead play-by-play announcer, does an amazing job too. So when it gets down this far and it's really just, the lead announcers, I love both McDonough and I love Kenny Albert. I think they both do a really, really good job. But as far as TNT's coverage and the panel and all that, I think it's gotten better since they've gotten broadcast rights to it. I enjoy watching their coverage. I think they do a pretty good job with it. And I would think TNT, because they have lost the NBA, they're going to put even more efforts into making their NHL broadcast and their NHL coverage be really, really good in terms of what we've been seeing here lately. So I've enjoyed it here. I still think I'm going to stay with picking Florida to win this series. I'm rooting for Edmonton just for a change of pace. I think McDavid winning a cup's great for the league. I know there's still a little bit of me that just thinks, damn, one ping pong ball different, and Connor McDavid could be a Saber, and who knows what sort of conversation we could be having at this point. But I'm rooting for the Oilers. I know there's some, fans out there that say, let's root against Canada. They haven't won since 93, since Montreal. Let's keep it going like that. To me, that doesn't bother me. Like, Canada's so passionate for hockey. Yes, it's fun when Team USA beats Team Canada in international competition, for sure. I love that. But I'm not rooting against fans that love their sport and support their sport like they do in Edmonton and across Canada. So I'm pulling for them. I think it's great for the lead if McDavid ends up hoisting the cup, but I think it's very close. Coin flip for sure, but I'll stick with my pick that I had before the series, which is Florida, and maybe it'll go seven again. I hope it goes seven. These games have been great. Looking forward to watching them. For me, who's been, hosting Sabres now for, this will be season 18 coming up here, seeing every single game times 82 games. I mean, yeah, we're talking, over 1,500 some games here that I've watched here. I've seen a lot of bad Sabres games. And watching last night, that was like, I'm sitting here saying, okay, can the NHL bottle up what we're seeing here in that first period? And, of course, to expect that to occur on a nightly basis is impossible. But, man, if they could, the style and the pace and the incredibly skilled plays that we're seeing there, including the one from McDavid that we opened this segment with the highlight, if we can get a lot more of that, to me, it would be really, really special. And kudos to these teams for bringing it. It's the hardest playoffs in sports. I'm sure these guys are burnt out. They're beat up. They're sore. They're playing injured. The fact that they're able to play at this pace and with this skill level on display, I'm super impressed. So I just hope that the series goes as long as possible, and I hope that we get more games like last night. And in fact, the first two games, I think, in terms of entertainment-wise, regardless of who you're rooting for, is as good as it gets. Brian Colesdale here live at Batavia Downs. We'll take a timeout. Don't forget, 3 o'clock, Pat Malacaro with some baseball and Bisons, an update on the season. Paul Hamilton at 4, more on his takes on the Stanley Cup playoffs. And Ryan Hasenauer at 3:30. He'll run through the 8-horse field of the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes. More coming up here from Batavia Downs Gaming. We're inside the Park Place Room. I'm Brian Colesdale, Joe Kelly producing back in our Amherst studios. We're with you from 2 to 5 right here on WGR.
The other night on the show, I put my hand up and I said, look, I was late to the party on it.
Yeah, you're a real one for that.
Well,
yeah, I heard that. You're a real one for that.
Well,
a lot of your counterparts won't admit that now.
Well, now I'm going to give myself a little wiggle room here and say you guys were under 500 at Christmas. Am I right?
We were rough.
Okay,
we were rough.
So were you bad at the start?
We were.
So all I said is I was a little late to the party.
My hand up. We were late to the party, too.
Okay, well, then I'm going to be a real one right now. Every single note I had on this card getting ready for this show is about Oklahoma City winning this game, and I'm sitting here with you. It's an amazing show that you all are putting on, and the belief is amazing to watch as well.
But Scott Van Pelt interviewing Tyrese Haliburton after game one, which, if you missed that, my goodness, as we talked about how good the Stanley Cup final first two games was, Oklahoma City, heavy favorites in this finals against Indiana, and they are essentially comfortably in control of game one the whole time. I mean, for the most part of the game, it was around a 10-point lead. It would, you know, get down to 7 or 6, and then they push it back to 10 or 12, and then at one point it'd be to 15. You're like, well, it's fine. And then Indiana, give them credit, as they've done all playoffs, they never go away, got it down to like 6 or 7. At one point it was as close as 4, but then the Thunder pushed it back more to kind of like 8, 9, 10, and I was like, well, this is over. But man, in the final minutes, how the Pacers were able to come back. If you've not seen what the Pacers have done, literally every round they've had some sort of what you'd consider to be insane miracle comeback. They did it in every single round this year, that they've come back late from a huge deficit. They did it in game one against the Knicks. That was the game where Haliburton hits the shot at the buzzer, it hits off the back rim, it goes straight up into the air, hangs there what feels like forever, and then it drops, and everybody thinks it's a three, and that they win, and he gives the choke sign to Spike Lee, which was so cool because you had Reggie Miller sitting there, who of course did that the first time in the 90s to Spike Lee, who was one of the analysts for TNT calling the game. Then they review it, and it's a 2, so it goes to overtime, and the Pacers end up winning. But the Pacers outlasted the Knicks. That was an entertaining series to watch. And the Knicks, of course, firing their coach this week, Tom Thibodeau, who's supposed to be a defensive guru. And while the Knicks' defense wasn't as good as it needed to be in that series, I think, you know, I'd love to do another segment on whether or not that firing was warranted. How about this? We've had 2 firings this week for coaches that had their team in the conference finals. Thibodeau for the Knicks, fired. They were one series away from the NBA Finals. And then Peter DeBoer from the Dallas Stars, fired. One series away from the Stanley Cup Final. I mean, if coaches are not on a short leash. Now, they both got fired, I think, for, in some sense, maybe similar reasons and different reasons. You know, I guess from the outside, it looks like DeBoer, you know, obviously with Jake Oettinger, how he kind of put his goalie out there as maybe the scapegoat for why that last game didn't go well, pulled him, and maybe he shouldn't have, and then didn't want to really come off of it post-game. And I know a lot of the exit interviews, maybe he kind of stuck with that when players weren't happy of how that went down. That's some of the reports we're hearing about that. Thibodeau, who didn't really use his bench very well. He was criticized for not using his players that well off the bench. And, you know, his team, and he's supposed to be a defensive kind of minded coach. And the Knicks, I think a huge reason why they weren't able to beat the Pacers was because they couldn't guard well. And Indiana pushed the pace. They were great in transition. And the Knicks, really, I thought, played undisciplined defense at times. And it allowed Indiana to either get easy transition baskets or some wide-open three looks. But Haliburton has really turned into a star. And my goodness, again, the other night he comes through. If you said to me, like, okay, name the top, you know, 5 shooters in the NBA, like, I wouldn't put Haliburton on that list. But in terms of clutch shooting, I might have to put him now in my top 5. He has been amazing in these playoffs. They come back, you know, and upset the Cavs and a big, you know, dramatic comeback in that series. They did it again against the Knicks and now here against the Thunder in the finals. I mean, OKC is still favored to win this series. They have the MVP and SGA, and you know they've got a very, very deep team. I think I would expect the Thunder to come back and win tomorrow, but how could you pick against the Pacers with how they're playing? They are finding ways to get it done. I mean, even Scott Van Pelt there in his exchange is saying, like, oh, I didn't really have you here. I had you written off. You're under 500. And what a great run. This is one of the best runs that we've seen in an NBA playoffs from any team in terms of them figuring out ways to come back from deficits. They are doing it quite often, and they've done it in, I think, almost historic fashion with all these times that they've come back from huge deficits. This isn't like, oh, you're down 4 with a minute to go. No, this is like you're down 12 with a minute and a half left, or you're down 10 with 57 seconds left, or against the Knicks, they were down 7 with like 45 seconds left. It's been really, really good. Halliburton has been super fun to watch, and he's got a lot of personality too. He's been good in interviews that I've been hearing. He obviously is been someone that's been kind of the face of the Pacers. Pascal Siakam ended up winning Eastern Finals MVP, and I thought maybe Halliburton was going to get that. But nevertheless, Siakam, if you remember him from his success with the Raptors when they won the title a few years ago, he's been very, very, very good for this team as well. But they're well-balanced. All five players on the court for Indiana can score. They can all shoot threes. Turner can shoot threes. Naismith can shoot threes. They all can score from all over the place. So, again, on paper, I'll go back to what I said last series. Would a South Florida hockey team and a team from Alberta give you a juicy, highly rated, very entertaining Stanley Cup final? Well, it has been so far. You've got the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. This is not Boston Celtics versus Los Angeles Lakers here. But I've been very entertained by the NBA playoffs, including the Pacers, and I'm excited to keep continuing to watch this series, which, by the way, doesn't start till tomorrow, or doesn't get back going game two until tomorrow. There actually is no game tonight in either the Stanley Cup final or the NBA finals. So you get a night off of that. So maybe, you know, good day to do something fun outside since it's so nice. We haven't had good weather here in Western New York for so long, but then you can get back at the NBA tomorrow. But Halliburton's been great. If you haven't checked in with the NBA and you're maybe going to watch the finals, he wears number 0 for Indiana. He went to Paul Hamilton's alma mater, Iowa State, a rising star here in the league, and has been the best clutch shooter in the NBA playoffs. Okay, hour number 2 coming up. We'll step aside here from Batavia Downs Gaming. Brian Culzio with you. When we come back, we'll talk some baseball, the Bisons and the Majors. The Yankees and the Mets are having a good start to their regular season. We'll talk all about it with Pat Mellicaro. Ryan has an hour at 3:30. He'll run through the Belmont Field, all 8 horses. Paul Hamilton, more on the Stanley Cup Finals, and the latest with the Sabres at 4. We're with you till 5. Batavia Downs, our Belmont show here on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.